Unit 5. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
11. Jack, why were you late for class this morning?
I overslept and missed the bus.
Question. Why was Jack late?
May I watch what you're doing?
Sure. You dig a hole, put in the seed, and cover it with dirt.
Question. What is the woman doing? Where are you going on vacation this summer?
I've heard about a nice place called the Swiss Chalet. It's $18 a day or $115 a week.
Question. How much would it cost to stay at the Swiss Chalet for a week?
May I have this prescription filled here? I have a terrible headache.
Yes, but you'll have a 15-minute wait.
Question. Where did this conversation most probably take place? Ray, are you going straight home after school today?
No, I have a class until 1 o'clock, and after that I'm going to spend a couple of hours at the library before going home.
Question. What is Ray going to do this afternoon?
I'm sorry, madam. The train is somewhat behind schedule. Take a seat and I'll notify you as soon as we know something definite.
Thank you. I'll just sit here and read a magazine in the meantime.
Question. What can you conclude about the train from the conversation? Everyone hides in the next room, and when John comes in, jump out.
Perhaps we should turn on a few lights so he won't be too suspicious.
Question. What are the people in the conversation most likely planning? I saw your ad in the morning paper concerning some cameras you have on sale. Could I see the X20 model, please?
Of course. It's an excellent buy. The price includes the tripod.
The lens seems to be excellent, and the tripod is not bad. However, the price on this model seems a little steep. Does it include the flash attachment?
Question. What does the man dislike about the camera?
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations.
Conversation 1.
You don't look so happy. What seems to be the problem?
I've got to write a long composition for my English class, and I just can't come up with any ideas, and it's due tomorrow.
That shouldn't be too difficult. Remember those pictures you were showing me last week? The ones from your cruise last winter?
Sure, I've got them here someplace.
Why don't you write about your impressions of the pyramids in Egypt and the camel ride you took?
That sounds like a good idea. I can also tell about our visit to North Africa, the Holy Land, and all of the historical, biblical places we visited.
Well, now that you're feeling better about this, I think I'll be on my way. I've got to finish my composition, too.
Thanks for your help. Once I get organized, it won't be so difficult.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What was the woman's problem?
20. What does the man suggest?
21. Which of the following places didn't the woman visit?
22. Why does the man have to leave? 2.
Could you give me something for the pain? I didn't get to sleep until 3 o'clock this morning.
Aspirin is the strongest medication I can give you without a prescription.
That isn't strong enough, and I don't have an appointment with my dentist until next week.
Who is your dentist?
Dr. Williams.
Doesn't he have his office on the corner?
Yes, he does.
Are you a regular patient?
Yes.
Oh, then I can call him if you like. Dr. Williams will give me a pain prescription over the phone.
I'd appreciate that very much. Do you think that he'll still be in his office?
Sure, it's only 4:30. He should be there until 5.
Good.
Too bad you can't get an appointment sooner.
I know. Dr. Williams is always booked up, though. I was lucky to get in as soon as I did.
In the meantime, be careful not to eat or drink anything too hot or too cold.
I really don't feel like eating or drinking anything at all.
Well, I'll give Dr. Williams a call and we'll see what we can do for you.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. Where did this conversation most likely take place?
24. Why did the man call Dr. Williams?
25. Which of the following statements about the woman is not true?
2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. The national weather map shows a high-pressure area all along the eastern coastline, which brought them very pleasant, sunny weather from New York to Florida. But showers and thunderstorms are occurring from the Ohio River all the way south to the Gulf Coast, depositing heavy amounts of rain over the southern states. By far the worst of the storms has occurred in and around Texas. Some Texas stations have reported up to 15 inches of rain in a 24-hour period, with high winds and thunderstorms. Two tornadoes were reported along the Gulf Coast of Texas, but we have no confirmation of damages or injury. Heavy amounts of snow were reported in the Rocky Mountain region, with record cold temperatures in Denver and Boulder. As much as a foot of snow has fallen in some of the mountain stations. In contrast, temperatures in Arizona and the desert southwest went over the 100-degree mark again today under bright sunny skies.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What is the weather like in the southern states?
27. How much rain was reported in Texas?
28. Where were the tornadoes reported?
29. In which state were temperatures over 100 degrees? 2. One of the main complaints of city residents, surprisingly, is the number of stray dogs and cats roaming the streets. It has been estimated by Friends of Animals Incorporated, a nationwide volunteer agency, that over 30 million dogs and cats are wandering through the streets and alleyways of the nation's cities. Each year, approximately a fifth of these animals are destroyed. A survey of 41 cities by Friends of Animals reports that as much as $15 million is spent annually to capture and kill strays. One city alone, Chicago, spends $1 million a year to control its animal population. New York, on the other hand, which spends large amounts of money on other programs, does not appropriate tax money to animal control. The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, a non-governmental agency, deals with the problem in New York.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. About how many cats and dogs are destroyed each year?
31. What is Friends of Animals Incorporated?
32. Which of the following shows a lack of interest in animal control?
3. Good afternoon. This is Jean Edwards with the local news brought to you by Citizens Bank. In the headlines today, new traffic rates, a fire at a downtown restaurant, a welcome end to the city workers' strike, and a final score on the Little League Baseball Championship. Remember that today new overtime parking rates went into effect all over the city. Yellow tickets for parking overtime at a downtown meter will now cost $2 if paid within 24 hours. The old rate was $1. The cost goes up from $3 to $5 if paid after the 24-hour period. Red tickets will now cost $4, up a dollar from the old $3 rate. An early morning fire that started in the kitchen of the Chalet restaurant, 1400 Market Street, caused extensive damage to the restaurant and to the adjoining Jones Jewelry Store. Both the restaurant and the jewelry store suffered smoke and water damage. Fire Chief Bill Howard estimated the loss in excess of $100,000 on the buildings alone. Owners had not estimated the loss of contents by Newstime. Roofs on several nearby buildings were ignited but quickly extinguished. The cause of the fire is not known. Mayor Carl Rogers said that a tentative agreement had been reached last night with city workers, ending the strike which had disrupted city services since last Monday. Rogers said that Union Local, 150 of city employees, had been granted a contract guaranteeing them a 10-cent an hour raise for this year and a 25-cent an hour raise for next year. Members of the local are expected to report back to their jobs tomorrow morning. Little League Baseball Friday night featured games in both the lower and upper divisions. In the lower division, the Pirates lost to the Tigers by only one run. The final score on that game was 7-6. In the upper division, the Red Sox defeated the White Sox 8-5 in a playoff to determine the winner of the city championship. You are listening to the Voice of Washington State. This is WXYW, the Pacific Ocean Station. The news at noon has been brought to you by Citizens Bank.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. What will the new overtime parking rate be for a red ticket?
Thirty-four. What store sponsor the news broadcast?
35. Which team won the Little League City Championship?
3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. First reading. Many university students dislike studying history because there is little to get excited about when historical events are presented in a boring manner. However, I'll never forget my American history professor, Dr. Williamson. Each event leaped from the pages of our text and became as real as the daily news report on the radio. My favorite lecture concerned the American Revolution. Dr. Williamson set the mood for the story by imitating Paul Revere, a well-known silversmith working in his shop. The American colonists were angry because of the British control over their lives. Revere felt that war between the British and the colonists was imminent. Then, Dr. Williamson told us about Revere rowing across the Charles River from Boston on April the 18th, 1775. I can see the professor now as he raised his hand to his forehead as if he were looking across the Charles River to the old North Church in Boston. Suddenly, Revere spotted two lanterns, a signal which meant that the British would attack by sea. He jumped on his horse to warn the villagers of the attack. Professor Williamson reminded us that the first battles of the American Revolution were fought at Concord and at Lexington, Massachusetts, the year before the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. Never before had history seemed so alive to me, and all because a professor cared enough to put his heart into his teaching.
Second reading.
Many university students dislike studying history because there is little to get excited about when historical events are presented in a boring manner. However, I'll never forget my American history professor, Dr. Williamson. Each event leaped from the pages of our text and became as real as the daily news report on the radio. My favorite lecture concerned the American Revolution. Dr. Williamson set the mood for the story by imitating Paul Revere, a well-known silversmith working in his shop. The American colonists were angry because of the British control over their lives. Revere felt that war between the British and the colonists was imminent. Then, Dr. Williamson told us about Revere rowing across the Charles River from Boston on April the 18th, 1775. I can see the professor now as he raised his hand to his forehead as if he were looking across the Charles River to the Old North Church in Boston. Suddenly, Revere spotted two lanterns, a signal which meant that the British would attack by sea. He jumped on his horse to warn the villagers of the attack. Professor Williamson reminded us that the first battles of the American Revolution were fought at Concord and at Lexington, Massachusetts. The year before the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. Never before had history seemed so alive to me, and all because a professor cared enough to put his heart into his teaching.
Final reading.
Many university students dislike studying history because there is little to get excited about when historical events are presented in a boring manner. However, I'll never forget my American history professor, Dr. Williamson. Each event leaped from the pages of our text and became as real as the daily news report on the radio. My favorite lecture concerned the American Revolution. Dr. Williamson set the mood for the story by imitating Paul Revere, a well-known silversmith working in his shop. The American colonists were angry because of the British control over their lives. Revere felt that war between the British and the colonists was imminent. Then, Dr. Williamson told us about Revere rowing across the Charles River from Boston on April the 18th, 1775. I can see the professor now as he raised his hand to his forehead as if he were looking across the Charles River to the Old North Church in Boston. Suddenly, Revere spotted two lanterns, a signal which meant that the British would attack by sea. He jumped on his horse to warn the villagers of the attack. Professor Williamson reminded us that the first battles of the American Revolution were fought at Concord and at Lexington, Massachusetts, the year before the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. Never before had history seemed so alive to me, and all because a professor cared enough to put his heart into his teaching.